Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, a little bit of a different sound to the debrief today. Donnie is on break. He's got the Pomp Christmas schedule, though Pomp had a big, lower this a little bit, Logan. Pomp had a big event over at Channel 2 and still carved out some time for us. Donnie is, as is his prerogative, he's using up all his vacation time, although interesting scenario, I saw both of them, and so did you, at our Christmas party, our karaoke event last night. He's off while Sarah's still working. So he's basically the world's his oyster. He can pretty much do whatever the hell he wants right now.
You know what? This is going to, I don't know if it'll surprise you. Donnie is very fastidious. He's very disciplined in his role as our producer. He gets it.
Charlie, do you know what the word fastidious means?
I knew this was coming.
I've had to use a thesaurus multiple times while producing you guys last.
Maybe that maybe that line from Malty the Snowman, he uses giant words. Maybe what that it, part was appropriate.
As well as you can define fastidious.
Go ahead, Charlie.
No, you, Pony.
Well, let Charlie have the first crack at it here.
What's the word again?
Fastidious.
Can you?
He's doing this. Hold on. Charlie's doing a very good sight.
He's doing the spelling bee.
He's doing the spelling bee and spelling the word in his head.
Why don't you
very
say,
good sight?
Why don't you say
here.
It like they do? Can you use it in a sentence?
I want to know where to begin. So
how did Mulsey use it in a sentence?
I already forgot.
Wow.
I said Donnie is very fastidious in his producing duties, and I was going to say I bet he is on, like, still a detail-oriented day. He's up going to the gym, like, doing his thing. He's not just, like, killing time, like, sticking his hand down his pants Al Bundy style and sitting on the couch.
Fastidious in his producing.
Yeah.
So I guess maybe it just comes natural to him, like he does it.
No.
No? No, okay. No. Never mind. I'll just turn my mic off again.
No.
Yes, go look up and tell me why Jacob Markstrom's not playing.
Very
for the
concerned with
rest.
Attention to detail.
That's what I was
somebody,
just about to say.
Somebody that's fastidious is very detail oriented. So Pony is actually extremely fastidious, except when checking his email.
And my phone right now.
How many emails unread do you. Here, I want two numbers from you. When you pop up the little mail app on your phone,
91,920.
And how many unread texts?
250.
Unbelievable, dude. I would have a panic attack.
43 calls.
You never, dude, I would have a panic attack.
Look at that, Charlie.
You just, the 91,000 thing blows my mind.
It's just giving me anxiety.
Right.
I need to clear the red. I need to have a
right, I need a clean, screen. I need a nice clean slate. I get mad when you get the little, like, error on an iPhone where it shows you a red bubble on your voicemail, but there's nothing there. 91,000 unread emails. That is sickening.
Broncos and Chargers tonight on the Fan. If the playoffs started today, 3-6 matchup, Steelers, AFC North champs, the second wild card, Denver, would come to town. That would flip if the Chargers win and they're favored here at the River, so they would become the 6, and the Broncos would slide down to 7. So, really, it could be a sneak peek of the team, of the two teams
see.
The Steelers are going to see if they take care of business and beat the Ravens on Saturday. So who would be your preference right now?
I'm going to say the Broncos because of a couple of things. So Herbert doesn't have anybody to throw to, and the Broncos do have a better target.
You don't like Ladd McConkey?
No, he's good, but is he as good as Cortland Sutton?
Well, you said no one to throw to.
Okay, they have one guy. Quentin Johnston, I guess, has played better. But I
drops, though.
Yeah, I mean, I would almost feel good about the game being in the air with the ball headed towards him that it would clank. I think Harbaugh is, in balance, a better coach than Sean Payton. I don't think that's that controversial. I think Harbaugh's a really good coach. And so
one guy's won a Super Bowl and the other guy hasn't.
I am aware. One guy had Drew Brees. The other guy was getting Alex Smith, Colin Kaepernick.
Oh, I'm sorry. What was Drew Brees in San Diego before he was with Sean Payton? He was a guy that was drafted out of a job for Philip Rivers.
That was San Diego having short king bias.
They drafted him in the second round. Why would they have that? Why would they have Drew Brees?
Oh no, I didn't remember that he had two pretty bad years, and then the year they drafted Rivers, he was great, and that was where the weird dilemma came from. The next 2 years, he was very good. I just bottom line to actually answer your question and not get lost in the weeds here again. I would rather see the Broncos because I think Harbaugh is a very good coach. I think Peyton's a good coach too, but I still think Justin Herbert makes me uneasy more that he could if he's healthy, with just raw athletic ability, do some stuff that is indefensible, then I do feel like Bo Nix could make that kind of play happen or plays happen. I trust the Steelers to stop Bo Nix, even this much improved version of Bo Nix, more than I trust them to stop Herbert. Because you know why? They actually did do that to Bo Nix early in the season. The Herbert thing is very similar
second
to what...
Second start, though.
I understand. Yes, I am aware of that.
I don't know if you are with the way you said it.
I gave a full qualification that I am aware that the player is much better than he was.
Yes, but then you said they've already beaten him, which made me think and that you were taking back everything you just said.
No, I still trust them to beat him again more than I would trust them to beat Herbert again. Why? Because one of the unspoken parts of that Steelers-Chargers win, or things forgotten over the months here since the game happened, was Herbert was pretty much carving them up till he got hurt. And there was an argument that he shouldn't have been, didn't they send him back out there after he initially got injured and they finally yanked him out of the game? He was coming into the game, I thought, a little gimpy,
Heineke too. Finished. He was, big time.
So, there was even an argument that he shouldn't play.
It was kind of like a Mahomes situation right now, where he came in with an ankle injury. They
exacerbated it by getting to him on one
and
play.
And then he was out.
But other than the play where they actually sacked him and he hurt himself worse, Justin Herbert's numbers in that game were very good.
He had a good first half.
And it looked like he was going to keep having a good half, or a good second half, if they hadn't hurt him. So I would. It's a narrow margin here, but I would take the Broncos as my preferred opponent. Both games feel remarkably similar to me
in terms of
how the styles are going to play out.
I would not. I'd rather play the Chargers. I'd rather get a team in L.A. here in January for starters. I also would say that I don't want to deal with the circus of Russell Wilson having to play against his former team in that sideshow if I can avoid it.
Do you think it would affect Russ?
I want to say no, but he is a human being, although his nickname is what, Robot Russ?
You think he might try to go hero ball and go outside
the
game plan?
If there was ever a game for him to want to do that, it would be that one. That has me nervous. I mean, I still would not...
I will concede that it's a compelling argument.
I do not look at it as the end-all, be-all. I would pick the Broncos in the game, but if I could avoid it... And, dude, the Chargers just look like such frauds. Ever since Dobbins got injured, they've just been a horrible offensive team. He was basically their equivalent of Pickens. I didn't think he was. I kind of am of the belief, generally speaking, that running backs grow on trees. Since Dobbins got injured in the game against his old team, the Ravens, the Chargers have scored 17, 17, and 17 points. At least they're consistent.
Well, somewhat more.
All 3 weeks.
I mean, they won one of those because they gave up 13. They should have beat the Chiefs.
Yeah, because Kirk Cousins said, here, you can have this game.
They should have beaten the Chiefs, too, though, doing that, I would say. They just kind of got Mahomes'd a little bit. It's more, I will
they
say.
They did nothing in the first. They didn't show up until the second half of that game.
I will say that if I were a Chargers fan, what would alarm me most is what Baker did to him in the second half, just putting 27
That's
on.
That's what I mean. They're not putting 60 minutes of football together. They're having one good half. I mean, the Steelers usually get off the slow starts, but.
I'm not going to change my mind because I still think Herbert's got it in there to, like, put a team on his back a little bit. I just think neither one of those games. People have talked about both of those potential opponents as like, we'll handle either one of them. My big takeaway from this is that both of those teams, I think, are hard games for the Steelers.
I would feel much better about playing the Chargers than I would when we did this exercise weeks ago. The other thing about Herbert is they just do not, and this is, in my opinion, now turning into a fault I find with Harbaugh. They don't want him to put the team on his back.
Well, he wants him to be like J.J. McCarthy at Michigan.
Yes!
I just keep wondering, though, is, like, Harbaugh smart enough to maybe have that strategy, but then, like, it's like the old Rocky where, like, Mickey.
Mickey.
Why did I not know that off the top of my head? It's where Mickey finally tells him to, like, turn southpaw or whatever. Like, I just wonder if there's a moment coming where he turns him loose.
It's so dink and dunk. He threw 33 times in that Tampa Bay loss.
Did you say they turned him into Kenny Pickett?
Yeah, only 195 passing yards.
Kenny's catching a high percentage of strays.
He's okay. He got a game ball from that Eagles win on Sunday.
I think that's why, unconsciously, we're both motivated to do this.
Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Temperatures in the low 30s. Coming up next, Aditi Kinkabwala joins us every week. She covered the AFC North for years. She covered countless Steelers-Ravens games. She said something about this game that had me shocked when the words came out of her mouth. You will hear that when we come back and we'll debate it. We're live at the Rivers Casino Sportsbook. It is a packed house. It's the PM team on the fan.